Saturday morning, we do it from Roy's Meat Service, the iconic location over in East Nashville, usually on 94.9. We've got Vanderbilt, Texas pregame kickoff at 11 over there. Andrew and Norman and Kevin, the great guy, they do a great job with it. Got that. Got Predators a little bit later on here this afternoon, 1:30, the pregame with that downtown. And we'll do one-on-one. We usually do it from 10 to 11 today. We're going from about 10:20 to 11:20. Jeff Jarrett's going to be right here. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, of course, way back in the day, 14 years ago, him and Kurt Page founded this show, brought me along. Craig, good morning. What's up, bud?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you. Excited to see these brackets.
Well, yeah, for a while there, the website was down. Everybody was trying to look at the same time, apparently. Let's get right to it. In Class 6A, let me run down. We got Gallatin at Blackman, Riverdale. These are mid-states. Gallatin at Blackman, Riverdale at Lebanon, Cookeville at Oakland, Smyrna at Green Hill, Independence at Clarksville, Cane Ridge at Ravenwood, Shelbyville at Antioch. That will be our Metro Nashville game of the week Friday night on 102.5 with Chase and Bub and Nick. Rossview at Brentwood. Any of those pop out to you right away?
Well, you know, guys, as far as being a really good game, I think that Gallatin-Blackman could be a really good game. You know, Blackman is a team, they've got only one loss this year, and that was to Oakland. And their average is 31 points a game and only allowing 11 points per game. Gallatin broke a two-game losing streak, knocked off Wilson Central last night 33-0. There's really good game. I think that Shelbyville-Antioch could be a really good game. Of course, you got Andre Adams there. And the dynamic wide receiver in Brandon Galladay. And then Shelbyville has a Mr. Football candidate and running back Robert Bailey. So that's got the potential to be a good ball game also.
What about Riverdale at Lebanon? You know, Lebanon was upset by Cookeville, but I understand Lebanon rested a few people that had a little bumps and bruises.
Yeah, you're right, Bubba. That should be a good ball game too. Riverdale has won 6 of 7. Their only loss was last Thursday night in those 7 to Oakland. They got a great quarterback, a young guy, Gavin Hampton, who passed for 268 yards and a pair of touchdowns in that ball game. And then Lebanon, like you, I was surprised by that score. They got a good quarterback too in Austin Harrison. And things have really been clicking since running back Guyan Azetta came back from injury. You know, Bub, they started 7-0, so they've got a really good team.
5A, McMinn County at Lincoln County, Lawrence County at Ray County, Hendersonville at Page, Brighton at Kirkwood, James Lawson at Beach, Kenwood at Munford. You got Henry County against Overton out of Memphis, Portland at Nolensville, Dixon County at Memphis Central, Centennial Station Camp. Got a ton load of 5A's in the mid-state. What's popping there for you?
Well, a game here, even though the records are not really what you would think, Centennial at 4-5, Station Camp at 5-5. Both those teams are really evenly matched. And Bubba, our buddy Taylor Burks, who is the interim coach down there at Centennial now, they've won 2 straight since he took over in week 9. So they are playing much better. Station Camp has also won 2 straight. So as far as just being an even matchup, I think that's the top one in 5A.
4A, Signal Mountain at Upperman. The Bees, Bronston Chaffin, our Mid-State Player of the Week by Tim Leeper Roofing. I'll be heading up to the Plateau this week, coming to week. Liberty Creek at Marshall County. Battle Creek, is this their first year, I think, of TSSAA, and they're in the playoffs at Pearl Cone, White House at Spring Hill, and Creekwood at Springfield in 4A.
Yeah, another game that the records are not indicative. White House at 4-6, Spring Hill at 4-5. Spring Hill, this is their first playoff appearance since 2020, and they're looking for their first playoff win since 2016. So it's been a while for the Raiders, but they're back in the playoffs, finished second in that region behind Marshall County. And of course, you know, Pearl Cone, if you want to talk about a team that has won six straight, three of those have been shut out. And you mentioned, Greg, Battle Creek, their first year in existence, probably when the reclassifications come along, they'll probably bump up to 6A because of the growth down there in Murray County and Spring Hill area, Thompson Station area.
Crazy.
So congratulations to them.
Yeah, I always thought Battle Creek was in Michigan. I missed something. Yeah,
Battle Creek does not have a senior because they just add in a class each year. So.
And I think they only had like six juniors that play.
Man,
What else is standing out? We're going to get to a break here in a minute, let you go. Anything in the Division Twos? I know all the big ones have byes.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. In Division Two, really the games, Division Two, AAA, this is the game. CPA and Lipscomb, you think this is a first-round game? You know, the tradition of both those schools. And CPA comes in at 2-8. Lipscomb Academy comes at 3-7. You have to scratch your eyes to make sure that you're reading that right.
I was thinking say the same thing, Chris.
Especially CPA, right? Yeah.
Yes,
but, of course, absolutely. They moved up. They moved up to AAA.
Yeah. And, guys, in Division II AA, everybody's playing, and the team you got to look at is BGA. Man, Cade Marable, 41 touchdown passes this year, guys, 2,706 yards passing. Only three interceptions.
That's a Bubba Spears coaching
career.
Numbers. That's career numbers, right?
41 touchdowns.
Right.
And 10 games now.
Dynamic freshman Maddox Porter, man. 57 receptions, 1,113 yards, 21 touchdowns this year.
All right. Craig, thank you. We're going to take a break. Appreciate it. You will be hosting here next Saturday morning. I'll be off doing TSU radio. So thank you, Craig. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you next Saturday. All right.